What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 398 of the Action Movie Guys podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are starting a new month, which means new theme. And the theme for this month for our non-franchise films will be war movies or war action movies. So some of these will be full-on wars. Some of these will be movies set during a war of some sort, but they will all have some sort of war tie to the military type action films. First one up, a movie from 2001, directed by John Moore. This is Behind Enemy Lines. Now, Alex, I know we asked on the last one, you've never seen this movie. These are all first time watches this month, right?
Yeah, I've never seen this movie.
Never seen this, which is shocking to me because it came out in 2001. And this is one of those movies, like we talked about it with Troy too. I remember everyone having this movie on DVD. Like everyone had Behind Enemy Lines. It was a Fox movie. Gene Hackman was in it. Owen Wilson before he, you know, before Wedding Crashers or any of that sort of stuff. So he was known, but he wasn't like very big yet, Owen Wilson. So I'm a little surprised, but I'm excited because I love when we get a first time watch. And I've seen this movie before, but it's been a really long time. Like when I was watching it, I didn't remember any of this stuff that happens. but I know I've seen it. Anyway, before we get into it, let me give you some Rotten Tomatoes scores here. One is pretty good. One is not so good. The critics, not that great. 37% critic score. They said, we're not into this. We don't like it. The audience though, 62. So it is fresh on the popcorn meter. It is rotten on the tomato meter. Do you find these numbers surprising at all?
A little bit. Critic side, yes.
Okay. A little bit. All right. Yeah. So let's see then. I want to get into it. We're going to jump right in with our main character. According to IMDb, is just named Burnett. I know he has a first name, but we're just going to go with Burnett. He's played by Owen Wilson. Of course, he has a partner. The guy from Suits plays a guy named, what is his name? Stackhouse.
Stackhouse.
Yeah, Gabriel Mock. He was the Spirit also in that movie, The Spirit. He is his partner, but we're not even going to factor him. Our main guy is Owen Wilson. What did you, and Gene Hackman kind of is like a co-lead sort of. What did you think?
Okay. This movie was a little, I don't watch much of these type of movies.
Okay.
So like these things are like new and fresh. So like this one, it was hard. I don't watch much Owen Wilson movies, but it's weird because when I see him talk, I hear Lightning McQueen. So in this whole movie, I'm thinking Lightning McQueen as an action. He's not an action star. Let's just put that one out there. That's one. I don't consider him an action star. And this was a weird role for him because I don't think he was a good choice for this one. I think if it was played by somebody else, I think it would have been good. But for what it is, they got Lightning McQueen in this one. So I was like, fine. He was okay. I could see why they chose him. So I was like, fine. Gene Hackman, I think, was way better in his role. I mean, he's so good in this role. It reminded me of the other one he did with
Crimson Tide.
Yeah, that's what I kept thinking about is the submarine in this one. He was really good. It's a pilot. He plays a navigator on a F-16. So he's like the goose of the Maverick. And the plane gets shot down. He goes to get help, but then they kill his pilot friend. Well, yeah, they kill him and then he's on the run so they could extract him out of Bolivia or something like, or Bosnia, or something like that. Yeah, Bosnia. So I said, all right, cool, fine. The point A to point B journey with him, I thought it was okay because he played a navigator. I think if he was like the main pilot or like a action star type character, I would have been like, yeah, this doesn't work. But I think as the navigator, he was the nerdy clowning around type guy. Thought it worked very well for him. So I kind of understand why they chose him. But I think I would have picked a different actor for the role. I gave him a 4. I thought he was great for the role. I don't think he was perfect, but I gave him 4 character, not role. I'm sorry. As a character, I gave him a 4. I liked him, but I don't think he was perfect.
Okay.
Gene Hackman was a 5. Sorry.
Yeah, Gene Hackman's amazing. Gene Hackman's amazing. And he's amazing in everything. I don't think he's ever been not good. I don't think there's a single movie. I haven't seen them all, but I would put money that there's not.
I think
not
Welcome to Moose Town, I think, was like the worst.
That's probably the worst movie he's in, but I bet you he did his job in that movie. Could be. Good. Gene Hackman, I would put money that he's never been bad in a movie. No. I'm willing to put money on it that any movie he's in, he's good in it, even if the movie's not that great.
I agree. Just, he was amazing in Birdcage.
Exactly. He's amazing in everything, even in The Heartbreakers with
Sigourney Weaver. Oh, he was good in that. I just saw that one, yeah.
And that's a comedy. And he's like old and he smokes a lot of cigarettes and stuff. Like he could do it all. Gene Hackman, love him, legend. He's still alive, by the way. He looks super old, but
he's like 90 something.
And he looks like he's 140, but he's still alive. You get a Gene Hackman sighting online. It looks like it's like a Sasquatch. He's like hunched over, and but he's still kicking. Listen, I agree with you there. Okay, Owen Wilson. This is weird because this was before he became really known for comedy. You got, at this point, I think he was in Anaconda. Remember, he was in Anaconda. He was one of the people on the boat.
Yep. Okay,
he's in Anaconda, and he was in The Haunting. That movie, The Haunting, with Liam Neeson, and directed by our boy Jan de Bont. So he had done a few things, and I think he was in the Wes Anderson's first movie, Bottle Rocket, or whatever. He had not done, like I said, he had not done Wedding Crashers. He had not done, he wasn't in Cars yet. He hadn't done all the roles that he became known as being like a comedy guy. So in this, there's moments where I thought he was good, like as far as the serious parts, especially when like the helicopter leaves and he's like yelling. He can't believe it that they left him there. I thought he was good, but I agree with you. And maybe it's on me, but I can't see him as anything other than a funny guy. There's a lot of comedy actors who can do non-comedies and be good.
Yeah.
But I don't feel that way about Owen Wilson, unfortunately. Like, and I'm not saying he's bad. I'm saying I can't buy it. I'm like, this is... something about this is wrong. So the casting was weird, even though he wasn't a big comedy guy yet. However, the character, I don't know, he's okay. Like, what is he? He's a navigator, like you said. I like that he's the one that survives because he's not the pilot, the macho pilot guy. But I feel like a movie like this, you kind of need the macho pilot guy to be the one who lives instead of this guy who's running around making friends, drinking Coke, and you know, just trying to survive. I do like what they did. I like a lot of the what he does as far as like figuring out how to survive and escape. I was okay with that. But like, there's nothing to this guy. Like, he wants to quit at the beginning. Like, he wants to resign. He's talking about, I've been in all these wars. G Hackman's like, you ain't even been in one war. What are you talking about? Get out of my office. Their dynamic is weird because like they don't like each other. And then all of a sudden they're best friends when he has to help him survive. I don't know. I gave him a 3. I didn't know where to go with this. I'm going to be honest with you. This is a weird character. I was like, I don't know anything about him. You don't know if he got a wife and kids. I don't think he does. You don't know if... you don't know nothing. I don't know where he's from. All I know is he's a navigator and he got to survive. So I don't think it's a bad role or anything. I just didn't know what else to give it because it's kind of thin, but he's not horrible. Take with that what you will.
That's the weirdest description you ever told on this show. Take it as you will.
398 episodes it took me to give a review like that. I don't know what to do with this guy. It's weird.
To 398 episodes. Take it as you will.
Take it as you will. All right. Now, main villains. So we got, they all got crazy names. I'm not even going to try to read them. They're the Bosnian terrorists.
The Bolivians.
You had blue tracksuit guy who's like chasing him. And then you had military leader guy. Yeah. That was it. I don't know their names. Even looking at the cast list, I don't know which ones they are. So go ahead. What did you think?
Okay. So I'm with you. I'm about to use your description. Yeah. This is going to be the weirdest episode. Okay. So this movie, when we do war movies, like, I mean, the ones that we did, I'm not like I watch them all, but from all the action movies that I've seen, you got the typical villains, right? You have the ones that are there to take over the world, the ones that steal nuclear warheads. They steal a big amount of money. They have a goal and an objective. This movie doesn't have that type of villain. This movie is pretty much Owen Wilson. Navigates his friend to go over their mission. They did their own mission type thing.
They're taking photos.
They're taking photos of a graveyard. That was like, from what I remember, I think that's what it was. They took photos of a graveyard.
It's a mass grave showing that there was war crime, genocide.
Yeah. So they took photos by mistake. It wasn't part of their mission. They just took it by mistake because they wanted to test out the new camera system in their F-16. And the bad guy saw them from the bottom and they shot them down. Now, that is pretty much, the bad guys are going to be pretty much all these guys that are running after these guys. And honestly, I will give them a 3 because you don't have like that big Italian, the guy that goes after this guy. You do, which is the tracksuit blue guy that's do sniping, but then he's not good when they went one-on-one fighting. Like, he got his ass whooped, which I was just like, okay, whatever. And then you got the general guy. All he did was yell and they were shooting missiles around him. And I was just like, what is this? Like, why? Like, I don't get it. The best scene scene of this movie is when they were into that village. They took him in the village and it was just mayhem. Cause I was just like, okay, they took him into a war. I was like, all right. Other than that, if you're going to tell me, Alex, the villains in this movie, I can't help you, because the tracksuit guy is this tough guy that goes, apparently he could run through grenade floors and leaves his own man behind. And then you have a general that is angry that they took photos of these graveyards. That is it. Oh, and then you got the other guy, right? The one that said that they can't bring the Marines in. Yeah. That he was part of it. I think he was part of it. The Spanish guy.
Oh, he's like, he's a military guy. Yeah, he's like an impediment. He's not evil, but he gets in the way of them just trying to save this guy.
Yeah, because yeah. They could have saved him like 20,000 times. And he's like, you cannot go into Bosnia. And I was like, oh, God. So I gave it a 3. As you wish.
As you wish.
As you wish. Take that as...
take it as you will.
Take it as you will.
Okay, I think the bad guy here... So I'm going to guess that this guy, Tracker, is the blue suit track guy.
Yes, that's okay, the Tracker.
Tracker, uh-huh. Then Lokar, I think, is the leader, the general. And okay. Then Bazda. Bazda, he's the one... I do know this face. He's the one that's like... Him and the Tracker, like he's like, just let him go or whatever. And the Tracker's like, no, send me to do it. And then they both get sent to do it. Remember?
Got you.
And then he's like, how do you know he's from that prison with the tattoo and all that? That's that guy. So they're like the three.
He's the one that stepped on the landmine.
Yes. I gave one guy each 1 point. So I also gave them a 3. I think they, you know, they do their job. They're going after him. They don't make it easy. He's got to use his wits. He's got to really survive. I don't know any of their names. To me, like, things like that matter. When you're talking about, like, great characters, and you don't even know their name, in a war movie, it's a little different because there's usually a ton of characters, you know what I mean? Or it's like a force, like a fighting force, or a terrorist organization, and so you score it a little different. So that's why I'm going with a 3, because they are formidable enough. They do shoot down the plane. They do shoot his partner right in the head. They're evil. They have a mass grave full of people that they killed. They go in this town with tanks. They're blowing everything up. So, you know, they do stuff. That's why they get a 3, because they do stuff. Other than that, there's no like characterization. Like, I don't even know what their goal is. They live in this horrible place. It's all poor. They pretend like they found the guy, you know, for the TV, that they found the military, that they found his body. And then they try to act like, oh, you know, we were trying to help him and he died, to try to make themselves look good, even though they're war criminals. And you're right. The main tracksuit guy, like, he looks cool. He's running around here with like Adidas, like he's going to do breakdancing in the cold. And then he has a sniper. He has a sniper rifle. But Owen Wilson, okay, I don't know if this was like, I could not stop laughing at the scene when the dude is coming up and you see the glove. And I'm like, I know that glove is obviously not just sitting there with his hand on the thing. So the glove is empty. And then was Owen Wilson like, did he make himself into a snowman and then bust out of it?
I think he did.
Imagine if they showed a scene where it's like a snowman with little stick arms. And then he busts out, all the snow breaks, and then he starts shooting at him. Like, that's what I thought of. I think it was just maybe a mound of snow, but I was like, dude, this man made himself into a fake snowman.
He rolled the ball.
And then he shot him. And then he beats him up. And then what the heck did he stab him with? Some little light?
Like a flare.
A weird flare. And he stabbed him. The guy's dead. That's it. So anyway, I gave him a 3. Do with that what you will. Okay. Let's go to the action scenes. This is an action podcast. What did you think there?
Okay, this movie had action. I'm not going to lie. It had really formidable action, I will say. I don't think it was like the best action ever.
Sure.
The F-16 fights was when they were running away from the missiles, the two missiles that were shot. I was just like, it was way too close, way too fast. I don't know what was happening in the air. It was just one of those cut scenes. Like, they took it from Top Gun and they snapped it onto the thing, because that's what it looked like. Did not look as good. I was like, okay, whatever. The scene that he's running through and they're shooting at him, I thought was really well. When he's like, I mean, with those big canisters, you hear boom. And I was like, oh, wow, that's actually pretty. I was like, okay, cool. They're going to have some type of scenes. Thought that was cool. The scene that he falls into the dead bodies, I thought that was pretty intense. I was like, that was pretty cool. Yeah, I was like, he threw the body over him. Thought that was pretty cool. The scene that he was in the middle of a war, I thought that was really fun. The ending scene was chaotic. I don't know what the hell I was watching towards the end when the military came and they were shooting missiles. I don't know how he never got shot. running through all those people. It is what it is. But my favorite part of this whole movie is when he looked at Gene Hackman in the helicopter. Mm-hmm. He was like, come on. And he goes, no. And he runs back and he does the one leg shot and he kept sliding.
So he slides for 1,000 feet.
Yeah. He's shooting with the Beretta with one leg and he's like, and then he gets the photographic evidence that he needs that his friend's steakhouse died for nothing.
Steakhouse. Smokehouse.
A smokehouse. No, whatever
stackhouse.
His name.
Stackhouse.
Oh, stackhouse. Yeah. Steakhouse. Whatever the hell code name is.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you, Nate. Yeah. This action, and I'm gonna give it the best possible. I'm going to give it a 4. Mm. Because for this movie, it had a lot of action scenes. Yeah. Like the shotgun, the intense scene that he had to run through the mines with the kids jumping on top. And I was like, holy hell, is he going to get through all that?
Yep.
I thought that was pretty cool. That, I knocked a point down was when he was running through that. I was like, that is not believable because the lion mines were around him and everything was blowing from the side in. And I was like, how is that even work physics wise? Like, you know what I mean? Like on impact, if you pull it, that thing is going to just explode in front. Everything was coming from the side in, and I was just like, oh no. I was like, this is such a typical action setup for him to run.
Mine field where all the mines are in a line on the outside.
Perfect line. Right in the yeah. Anyway, well, I gave it a 4.
Whoever set that one up was fired for sure. Yeah. All right. You know what? I agree with everything you said. This movie, well, first of all, the editing is like crackhead. There's some parts. It's like crackhead editing. There's some parts where it's like, it's literally like 1,000 cuts.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? And that part where they all, like, I laugh so hard at that part where they're driving and it's like, it freezes like,
yeah.
It shows the one guy and it shows the other guy and it shows a little thing and then there's an explosion. John Moore, he tried every trick in the book. This is the most 2001 movie we've ever done on this show. This is so early 2000s as far as the editing is concerned. It is like a MTV. It's like a MTV commercial, honestly, of like a music commercial. A million cuts. Some of it works and some of it doesn't work. However, there are scenes that are cool. I agree. I didn't like how the plane was fine, but like the CGI missiles did not look good. And the way that thing lands in the snow cracked me up. It looks super fake when the camera lands, the ejector seat lands like right in the snow.
Oh, on the snow. Yeah, that looks so bad. Looks weird. Yeah.
However, that scene you're talking about with the landmines, while it doesn't make any sense as far as physics, it looks cool. It is cool. No, it did. Like, yeah. It's shot overhead, and you just got this guy running, just explosion, explosion. And I love that first guy who's in slow motion, and he gets blown away. I love it. He's like, you could see his body, like, moving slowly, like he's just about to get wasted. That's cool. I agree, the scene in the town is cool. I do like the fight with that guy when he jumps out of the snowman. Even though he kills him pretty easy. I liked it. It was pretty good. Yeah, I like the ground stuff when he's running. When he's trying to escape, like, I feel like, dang it, they keep catching up to him and then he gets ahead and they catch up to him. Plenty of gunfire. This is the opposite of a lot of our other movies where quantity over quality. Again, some rough editing, some rough CGI. However, there's enough here where it's entertaining. It is entertaining. I gave it a 4. I think that is the strong suit of the movie is the crackhead energy that these action scenes bring to the table. Okay, storyline, what do you got?
Okay. I was split.
Okay.
Because I did enjoy this movie. Mm. I'm not going to lie. I did enjoy it. I thought the movie had some entertaining qualities where the other half was just like, this is not, like, the writing was just horrible. So with that said, I'm going to split it down the line and I'm going to give it a 3. I don't think it was great and I don't think it was perfect because Gene Hackman's parts really got me into the movie. Like, he was conflicted to save him, but they kept telling him he can't. And, you know, even his own people, like, can we speak up? Whatever, can we speak freely? And he's like, yeah. And they were like, this is horseshit, man. Like, we should go save him. And I kind of liked that. And then when they found out that he died, well, he didn't. And the guy, black guy, punches a hole in the wall. So we could have just everything in the hand, man. And I was like, oh man. I was like, this is like all those scenes I really enjoyed. But then you have the other goobers that you call them, right? Like the bad guys that are after these dudes. And I didn't like them. They wasn't formidable. They didn't do nothing bad guy. It's just them running after this guy. Like they didn't do nothing at all. They didn't even call a helicopter to chase this guy. Mind you, he's on foot. They didn't call a helicopter to help. So I was just like, this is so dumb. So like for an hour and 46 minutes, I was split. I was split between the good acting of Gene Hackman's storyline while the bad guys just killed this movie for me. I was just like, ugh. And then Owen Wilson wasn't as good of a lead. He did as best as he could with the role that they gave him, but it wasn't as good to continue on the movie. So I get it, had to split. So I gave it a 3.
Man, we're on the same page here again. I agree. I gave it a 3. You know, I think it's a good plot. We're just like, what's the plot of this movie? Military guy, Air Force navigator, gets shot down behind enemy lines. It's in the title. And he has to survive till they pick him up. There's nothing wrong with that. Literally, it works. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure our next movie has a somewhat similar storyline. So, you know, yeah, I think the plot is solid, even if it is reminiscent of other movies. But you know what? That's the kind of thing. It's a chase movie. These movies are not new, like in general, a chase movie, right? There's The Fugitive. That's a chase movie. Guy gets on the run. People are chasing him. Here, the guy that's on the run is a military guy. The people that are chasing him is like war criminals. So that works. What doesn't is a lot of the other stuff, like you mentioned. You know, the villains, like, I really don't know what they're doing other than being bad guys. Some of the dialogue's a little clunky. I like the military stuff. And if Gene Hackman and Owen Wilson didn't have those bookend scenes, like one in the beginning and one at the end together, I feel like they weren't even in the same movie. You know what I mean? Like, they're always separate. He's talking to him. All the stuff with Gene Hackman's way more intense, which is weird because Owen Wilson is the one running around for his life. Yet when Gene Hackman's talking to him, it's like, those are the more intense scenes. So I don't know. I gave it a 3. I think it's fine. I don't think it's a good plot. It's a good premise. It's not a great script, I guess is probably the way I would describe it. Okay. What is your overall?
Okay. So, you know, it's funny. Overall, I watched this digitally. I brought it for $5 on Apple. It was digital. And I was entertained. I was not bored. I wasn't tired. Like, I didn't fall asleep. It wasn't like one of those movies that is all yapping and all this. It actually flowed very well for this type of movie, which I was kind of surprised. Like, I was like, oh. And then I was kind of, I really got into it when Gene Hackman and the Marines got together and they went to go. I was like, yeah, you know, screw that Spanish guy. Like, who cares? You're going to get fired anyway. Yeah. I like that, you know. So I gave it a 3. I thought it was a good, solid war movie for me. I don't think it's the best version of this story told on screen. I think that's the best way for me to say it. So if this, you know, I'm going to be honest, if they remake this movie, they could do a way great job with better actors, like a Adam Driver playing that type of character. And then the Gene Hackman could be anybody because there's so many good actors that are old now that could play this role. So yeah, so I give it a 3.
Yeah, I agree. I also gave it a 3. I think the movie's fine. Like I remember, like I said, I remember seeing this. I'm pretty sure I haven't seen it in 20 years now that I watched it again, but I liked it when I was a teenager. As an adult, I probably liked it a little less, but I think it was good. It's entertaining. It's not like when it was over, I was like, well, time to get rid of this movie. Nah, I'll keep it. I will keep it. I think it's worth, you know, watching every 15 years to be like, hey, remember that movie with when Owen Wilson wasn't funny and he was running away from those bad guys? Let's watch that. It's fine. It's entertaining, flawed, some cheese, but it's the early 2000s. It's very much a product of its time. And you're not dealing with an amazing director like John Moore. All right. If you don't know what John Moore directed, he directed a movie we already covered here that we hated. And that would be A Good Day to Die Hard, which was the 5th Die Hard movie. He directed that. And his most recent movie was in 2016 with Pierce Brosnan called IT. That was his most he hasn't done a movie in 8 years. Before that, he did Max Payne, which we're going to be doing way later. I think it's in Mark Wahlberg month. Max Payne. Not great. Fly to the Phoenix, which is a pretty good movie with Dennis Quaid in it. They get stranded in the desert. That's probably his best movie because then he has this and then the Omen remake, which some people like too. So I don't know. He's got a weird filmography. It's like some real duds and then a couple of okay movies. This is one of the okay ones. I'll qualify it as that. So 3. What's your total points?
17 out of 25.
All right. I have a 16 out of 25. So we're right there. Same ballpark. All right. That's Behind Enemy Lines. I put this one first because I think it's the less of all the movies we're doing. I think the way I hopefully scheduled it is they get better, but we'll see. I don't know. I'm notorious for not rewatching movies that much. So I don't always remember. But anyway, that is the first in our war movie month. And not a bad start. Not a bad start. An okay start. Next episode, we will be covering the final of the Dark Knight trilogy with Christopher Nolan's The Dark Knight Rises. And then our next war movie is, Alex, you're going to see it's similar to this. And it's episode number 400. It will be Land of Bad, which just came out last year. I reviewed it. I really liked it. I know you haven't seen it yet. And this one is Russell Crowe and Liam Hemsworth. and that other guy, Milo Ventimiglia. He's in there. Some cool action from what I remember. So I'm excited to talk about it on this show. This is the show for that kind of movie. So those are the next two movies we're going to be covering.
All right, guys, there you have it. You guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Netflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, you can head over to youtube.com/action movie guys. Subscribe, hit the like button if you guys enjoy the videos there. And of course, you guys can take us on the go with the Action Movie Guys podcast on the go. And of course, we are available anywhere, any podcast platform you want, from iHeart, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere. And then, of course, we are now on TikTok, Geeks and the letter N-Flix. Other than that, he's your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.